bay. Got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'ma touch the place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. And you're like, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cash, chilling as usual. Got my man Father Time with me. Father Time, what's good, brother?
What's cracking, Doc?
Oh, man, networking, politicking like we always do on this Wednesday. Y'all know how we do it. Janine, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We chilling.
What up,
chilling. We chilling. Butter, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing great. We're doing great.
Mm-hmm. So am I. So, y'all ready for tonight?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Time up my throat. My throat fucking up, man. What about you?
Yeah,
how you feeling?
I'm not feeling too well today, man.
Me neither. I'm kind of under the weather.
Well, you know.
Guess we had to have a guest host tonight, I guess, man.
I guess. Butter.
What y'all going to do?
Butter.
I'm right here.
I'm suffering. I gotta take a little break. Can you get the show going for me?
I'll do my best, sir. You just go ahead and take care of that, and I'll do my best.
Okay.
Yeah, gargle those little hairs out your throat.
Yes, make sure you get it all out, all out.
Yeah, I want you to choke.
Okay, y'all. Let's go. Okay, check this out. I mean, y'all probably wondering what the hell we was doing, but we just gotta say before the show started, we told
don't
Butter that
it.
She was running the store. We told Butter
don't
that we even. Need it.
I got my whole agenda right here.
Butter almost had a panic attack, y'all. Y'all hear me? Butter almost had a panic attack. What do you mean? This is a bullshit. Why do I got to do this show? No.
What?
This is a bullshit. You didn't give me time to prepare. See, hey, Butter damn had a panic attack right before we
done. I mean, you tell me like
something.
3 minutes before the show started. Come on now.
Well, I mean, hey, you
but
got
I still got my
thing,
shit
baby.
Together. I could start it now. I could take over right now. What's up?
There we go. Let's go there.
All right. Now, young ladies and young gents. Let's get this party started real quick. Since I didn't have too much time to prepare, I would like to just go into the mind of the young women here on the show tonight. How many young women are available other than me and Janine?
Yeah, I'm here, of course.
Yes, I'm glad you're here so we can start this. Hello?
You got listeners. I was just saying.
Okay. So my question is, if real men still exist, how would you recognize them? How can you tell by just looking at a man?
I don't think you can. I don't think you can.
You can't.
I don't think you
okay.
can. You got to get to know a motherfucker to know if he's real or not. And plus, it depends on your definition of real. See,
exactly.
Everybody got different definitions
of
real
man.
Okay. So, for the ladies, like I said, what would you, how could you say you see a good man by just his appearance? Like, what would make you say, I think he has a potential, or I think he might be the one?
Janine?
Well, I mean, I don't look at it like that. I guess at the very beginning, when I meet someone, I'm not expecting this whole relationship. I guess I don't have all these, like, oh, this is the person I want to be with. I don't think like that. I guess I look at somebody and like, oh, you know, if they cool, you know, if we have a conversation, they got a cool conversation, I could easily talk to them. I look at them as, oh, we could become friends. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I don't even have that whole relationship thing in my mind at that time because I'm like, we're nowhere near that yet. You see what I'm saying? So even if I feel like somebody look nice, I might be attracted to you. You might look sexy or whatever, but I don't base it off of that. I base it off of, you know, we're gonna be cool. We can hang out a little while, see how it work out. If it don't, it don't.
Okay.
So
let me ask you, hold on for a second, Butter. Let me ask you a question on what you just said, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, if anybody listening want to get on the conversation, the number to call is 646-727-1283. Push one and we will bring you in. And, you know, if you got a question, you got a topic, call us up. You know, it's in the city, everything's uncensored. We talk about whatever the hell y'all want to talk about. That's what we're going to talk about. All right, Janine.
Mm-hmm.
So are you from what you said, are you telling me that there are women that go out and they're actually looking for somebody on the first date?
I think so. I think there are women that do that.
They're actually in relationship mode as soon as they meet the motherfucker?
That's their agenda. If that's your agenda, when you're going out to meet someone, is to that you want to be in a relationship with somebody, that's your agenda. That's what they're thinking.
Wow. Really?
So they find that man.
Mm-hmm.
They're out and, you know, mingling or whatever. They find that man that they might find attractive. So they give
mm-hmm.
them that first little few tests. They know at that moment if they're attracted to him.
Exactly.
Then they give him a test, right? They
mm-hmm.
see if he can hold a conversation, then you can move past that. Find out a little bit about him if within that time limit it's interesting still, then you move forward. But, you know, there are some people that have a strict, you know, plot and plan. This is what I want, and, you know, I have a list, and if I'm attracted, this is how it's going to go. So I just would like to know.
And because people do that, they're limiting themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting too much
mm-hmm.
pressure on that first meeting. You see what I'm saying?
A lot of pressure.
That man ain't going to meet up to all your expectations. You just meeting this man. He don't even know you. I be trying to I know a few women who do that. You go out, you want to know this man's 5-year goals. What is you talking about?
I'm trying to show you my 5-minute goal when I get your ass in this goddamn back seat. I ain't trying to show you my 5-year goal. I mean, but then, because you got to actually, I mean, think about it. That's just like a motherfucker say something to you. You're like, okay, you trying to ask me my 5-year plan, and you done moved on. Like, maybe I'm not the motherfucker you want to talk to. Then you go to Father Time. Now, me and Father Time together. We came to the club chilling together. That's my dog. And he like, hey, man, I just met a chick named Butter, man. She, you know, man, fuck that bitch. Now, because you done went around this whole club trying to get a five-year goal out of motherfuckers. Some motherfucker going to figure your ass out. And that's the bottom.
I ain't trying to get a five-year goal out of nobody I just met in 5 minutes.
I'm not talking about it. We just use you for example, woman. Shut up now. Calm down. We just use you as an example. But, no, my thing is, somebody's going to figure that plan out. I bullshit you not. It always happened because that motherfucker that you meet, that motherfucker that you took home, the motherfucker that you thought had that five-year goal that you... That motherfucker ain't got shit. That motherfucker got keys to his brother's house. He got his uncle's car. And he wearing his cousin's clothes. But he done fucked you because you thought he had a good five-year plan. Motherfucker just had a gift of gab.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yes.
Let me ask a question. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you first, dog. All right, we go to the club, right? You meet somebody. You take her home. You hit it. Is she woman material? Can she be your girl?
If I hit her on the first day, can she be my girl?
Right, yeah, exactly.
And you know what? In some cases, my younger years, I would have said no. But in some cases, yeah, you probably could. You could meet somebody and fall. I ain't going to say that you fell in love with them that day. But, shit, there's some women out there that, because, I mean, yeah, it's some that I believe that you can do that with. I don't think you should do it with everybody. But you know the chosen few.
All right, Janine. Same question. You meet a guy at the club. Y'all do y'all thing that first night. Can you see him being your man later on?
No.
I got 2 inches of hard dick.
Okay, why did you say no?
I guess I can't really say because I've never brought anybody home from a club and actually been in a relationship with somebody like that. But even, like, people, how can I say? Even people that I've met in certain circumstances, I just don't see us in long-term goals like that. I don't see me being in a long-term relationship with certain people. I just don't.
Okay. All right, bud. Same question.
Because it's like if I don't look at you like that, then I just don't look at
you
like that. Some men only look at a woman like, okay, damn, she a good fuck. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? She can't cook. She can't do this. You know, you don't see her being that woman that you gonna make your permanent girl. But you do have some women that you be like, damn, I'll fuck her all day long. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. We think of men the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right,
okay. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, dog. We got to bring Bianca in. Bianca, what's happening?
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Hi, Bianca.
Hi.
What to do? I'm gonna bring the question to you next after Butter answered, so
okay.
Be fair.
All right.
Go ahead, Butter.
Okay. I cannot say that I would. I have not even been in that situation because I have got it the first time and never left.
So your answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right,
let's
Bianca.
Look at it. Listen to it. She's thinking
mm-hmm.
about it.
Right, she's thinking about it.
All right, Bianca, I'm going to give you a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the club. You meet
mm-hmm.
a dude at the club.
Mm-hmm.
You take him home. Y'all do y'all thing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see him being your man?
No.
I mean, y'all fucked on the first date.
No, okay.
Actually, it wasn't even
situation.
A date. Y'all just ran into each other's club.
I've been in that situation before. Like, I met a guy, talked since like a few days, first met him, and then we were together for like a year. So, I mean, if the connection and passion or whatever, I think it's reckless. And that's when I was like 18. I wouldn't do it now, but I have.
Well, I can't do it. Because if you fuck me on the first date, how many other motherfuckers you done fucked on the first date?
Well, seriously. All right, with that being said,
it shouldn't matter after you.
Right, I mean, exactly. I mean, you got to understand, man. I mean, if you sit there and say, well, okay, dog, just because she waited 6 months, those 6 months she waited to fuck you, she was sucking a nigga dick the whole time.
Hello.
You know, so you can't just say, all right, because she waited. She might have, I mean, remember we had somebody on the show, it was a while back, we had somebody on the show that she was like, shit, I made him wait a whole year, but I was fucking dude the whole time I had him waiting a whole year. So, I mean, he's sitting there, he done waited this whole year thinking, all right, now I'm finna finally get my treasure. And shit, that motherfucker wasn't worth a fucking nickel.
I still couldn't do it, man.
I mean, why? So you would actually put more stock into a girl that made you wait, but you don't know what she's doing. I mean, okay. I want to ask this question. You meet someone, dog. You meet someone. Let's just say she got three kids. Let's just say she got three kids. Now she tell you, well, you know, I usually make a motherfucker wait 6 months. Okay? Now, she got three kids, so you know she been fucking.
Right.
So she got three kids. Now, she goes out, she goes to clubs, I mean, she does everything. But she's making you wait. Do you really, do you really think that she's being faithful to you for those 6 months?
Probably not. She got to be fucking somebody.
Okay, but now, you meet a girl, y'all go home, y'all hit it off instantly, you fuck her. And, I mean, she calling you every day. She talking to you every day. You talking to her every day. You would just, because you fucked her that first night, you wouldn't say shit else to her?
No, I keep her around. I just want to make her my woman.
I mean, but she's coming to you. She's giving you all the perfect vibes of a woman. She's giving you all the vibes. Hell, this motherfucker, she's up under you. She's around you. She's being there for you. She's doing everything a girlfriend would do. But, I mean, and you got this other motherfucker over here. She's doing everything without you.
I couldn't do it. I mean, I might not be able to explain it right. But, I mean, if you give it to me on the first date, I don't see a future with you. I just don't. Yeah, I mean, that's just me. I'm pretty sure it's, you know what I'm saying, it's probably 1,000 other motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, that'll see a future and all that shit. But for me, if you give it to me on the first date, I would never, ever make you my woman. I would try to stay with you as long as possible, but you'd never be my woman.
Okay.
I mean, like Big Worm says, it's principality to this thing. It's principality.
I respect that. Each his own. You know, I respect that. But I mean, I think that we all done got a little bit too old to be trying to worry about this. I mean, okay. Before I even say that, Bianca.
Mm-hmm.
What's the time limit? What's the time limit before you get that pussy? Let's just be real with it. What's the time limit?
Now, it will probably be a minute. Because I'm not just looking for...
60 seconds?
You know. No, it would be longer than that. I'm just saying. No, like, I don't have to look for penis. You know what I'm saying? If I want to go do that, I do that with somebody I've been messing with. So if I'm looking, it's for something serious, and it would be a while. It would be a while.
So you said if you need penis, and they kill me how they get a fake dick on here, but nevertheless.
I'm messing with you.
So you saying that like you meet a guy and you like, well, I'm looking for something serious, but I'm feeling kind of horny. I'm gonna call dude, you know, just to get dude I've been fucking with.
If we not exclusive,
so
you gonna keep your
standby, but then this dude is trying to build something with you, but and you trying to build something with him, but you say what?
If he's trying to build, I said if he's trying to build, I'll cut the standby. That's not guaranteed anyway. That's using my expression. But if he's trying to build something serious, so you gotta cut it off. You know what I'm saying? Not just gonna
how you gonna know that until you're around him to that point?
Exactly. I'm not understanding what you're asking me.
Okay, because you said no. I mean, because you said that if he you got standbys, right? Am I right? I mean, I don't want to put no words in your mouth. You got standbys. So if you feel horny or you feel like you just need to get that motherfucking, you just need to get off, you call the standby. But then, is that fair to that man who's trying to do something with you, who's trying to build something with you? Is that fair to him?
But what are we? Are we dating? Are we exclusively dating?
Yeah, I mean, you're dating. I mean, you met the guy likes you. I don't know. Okay, what is your definition of a minute? Because you said okay to be a minute before you get it.
I don't even want,
give us a time. A month,
maybe 2 months.
Okay, we're going
to
say 2 months.
Enough time to figure out everything. All right,
that's cool. So we're going to say 2 months, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But then in 2 months' time, man, you just got these sexual urges. Now, you said you already got a guy that's on standby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got these sexual urges, and we all have them. I mean, we all get to the point where, like, look, okay, now, goddamn. Now, you got these sexual urges, and now you got the guy on standby. So you gotta call him up like, fuck that, I can't take it no more. Let me call my guy on standby.
Mm-hmm.
But is that fair to do?
I understand what
he don't
know, but is it fair to him? Yeah, because we're just still feeling each other out in 2 months. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
and
so
I wouldn't
now,
be mad,
and
wouldn't
okay.
Be mad if it, I wouldn't be mad if the shoe was on the other foot either. So.
Okay, so in those 2 months' time, now you say, okay, this, that, and other. Now, your side piece, he pops up around and say, oh shit! You weren't saying that shit last month. Oh, you would do now, but you wasn't with him last month. Now, dude, been courting you for 2 months. Hold on, I'm just saying. We just hypothetically speaking. Dude been courting dude for 2 months. Well, dude been courting you for 2 months. Dude pop up was like, damn, that's fucked up. You fucked me last month. Dude wouldn't have a reason to be mad at you.
See, you didn't say courting.
He know his place.
Okay.
He knows his place.
No, if we're courting, he's courting me, then I'm not doing anything. But you didn't say courting at first.
Courting, dating, courting. What's the difference?
Big difference.
In your eyes.
I'm just
in a lot of people's eyes.
A big difference.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. You know, the thing that gets me is how y'all try to turn this around and make this fair to y'all. But, okay, I'm not going to.
I
ain't going to sweat it.
It is what it is.
No, it is what it is. Because, I mean, the bottom line is, come on now. Y'all know, I mean, come on, Beyonce. You know you was wrong. You know, if he came, If dude came like, man, that's fucked up. You fucked me last month. You know you were wrong.
Maybe I don't even understand, comprehend, because I would never put myself in that position where the other guy would feel, you know what I'm saying?
You ain't got to put yourself in it. He might get into his feelings one day.
Who, the side guy?
Yeah, side guy might get into his feelings that
possible.
Particular day.
That's not possible.
What? He needs to get out his feelings. He don't got no feelings. You the sad one.
Your
feelings over there. I done told you what.
That's why Wendy
gets
said.
Hey, he gonna, you know what he gonna tell you?
I kicked that country ass to the curb.
From the beginning, then that's what it is. It ain't no change.
Okay. So, in other words, I mean, all right, so if this guy's feeling you and you feeling him, you going to tell him, look here, man, you know, it's going to be 2 months for me to do this, but I am going to go fuck my side piece.
No, I'm not going to tell him that. I don't even know where me and this relationship is even going. If we're not even in no relationship and we're not saying that we're technically dating each other, we're in a relationship.
But, okay.
It don't matter what I do. It don't matter what he do either, because he could be having somebody else as well.
You can date multiple people. You can date for the rest of your life. That doesn't mean you're in a relationship or you're dating
really?
To seek
I mean,
a relationship.
Okay. So now we done resorted back to being 12 again. Well, we gotta say, do you want to go with me? You know what the fuck we doing?
Yes.
Shit.
No.
I'm not crazy.
Hey, can I say something?
No.
You're a side. Listen. If you're a side piece, you should know your goddamn role. Period.
Thank you.
Period.
Your place. No,
you should know your role. Now, if you go, now don't get me wrong. Now, if you go in feelings, that's not that person's fault. It's your fault.
Exactly.
Because you went into feelings and you knew what was going on in the beginning.
Right.
That's
Thank
all
you.
I had to
okay,
say.
Okay, but
Thank you.
Now I don't think none of y'all actually heard my question. And how do you too, Bushwick? Goddamn.
What's going on, Cass?
Hey,
Bushwick.
Everybody
else.
Hey.
I think y'all kind of miss what I'm saying, but nevertheless, I digress.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't get me wrong, y'all. That was just my opinion because I just went through that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was just my opinion. You know, feelings, you know, if you doing things how it's supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? You have this understanding. Feelings should not come in because when feelings come in, that's when you fuck up. If feelings gonna come in, you make that motherfucker your woman or your man. Period. Because feelings.
I think that's what I said. I think that's what I said he was trying to do. Make her his woman.
Well, you can't do that with everybody. Sometimes
okay.
it don't work
I'm
that
not,
way.
I'm
Sometimes
not,
it don't work
I'm,
that way.
But that's what I'm saying. When we get to that point, then no, we're not gonna be. You're not messing around with the fat guy no more. We have established that we together. I'm not
exactly. This what I know. Okay, this what I was on. I guess this what got me in the conversation. How can a man, get in female feelings? Seriously. We got other things to think about. How can we get so much in that side chick?
All right.
You know,
I ain't never had a side chick before.
You know what I'm saying? That's the one thing that was getting me in my head. You know, I don't got a side chick. You know, I don't even got a main chick. I got chicks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I got chicks. No, get me wrong. I'm a lonely man. Because, I if I don't got my chicks around, I'm a lonely man. Don't get me wrong on that. You know what I'm saying? I might talk my little bullshit and talk shit. I'm still a lonely man. having chicks, you still be a lonely man. But other than that, what we was just talking about a man getting up, this is what I was upset about. A man getting upset or getting so infatuated with a woman. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know it's been done.
But you don't mind them being infatuated with you.
Well, if it's done in years, you know, war has been started over women. You know what I'm saying? So it happens. But I just don't see why. No, am I lying? The Tory
which
war?
One? Which one?
The Tory war.
Wait a minute, hold on. Wait a minute, say something. This the same motherfucker y'all was applauding a second ago, so don't talk no shit. I'm on your side, dog. I'm on your side. I'm telling you,
I'm still on the female side too. On another way, I'm just saying that it's the man that was wrong on it. The female should be the one chasing, or whatever. I mean, well, no, technically, female shouldn't chase either.
Yeah,
but it should be the female chasing, but the man chasing like that, he's not doing his manly duties. I guess that's what I was saying.
No, that's bullshit.
So
you said a man should chase a woman?
No, that's not what I said. I'm talking about chase. I mean, you know how much it's over chasing. Turn it to stalking.
If she's supposed to be your tail, you ain't supposed to be chasing. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I understand.
Thank you. To clear that
thank
up for
you.
Me.
If she was just a piece of ass, then there ain't no reason for you to chase in the first place. That's what you're saying.
Thank
well,
you.
Well, you chased her in the beginning to get the ass.
No, you chased
maybe
her because
not.
You wanted that. You chased her because you wanted that ass. Cause you,
right,
you
so
already
why
got
I'm
ass. You, no, it's something different. It's something different. You got ass at home. It's something different. It's just
you ain't
different.
No player.
It's something different, man. It's something different.
All right,
that's
hold on, y'all. On that note, like I said earlier, if you want to get in on the conversation, you got to call 646-727-1283. Press 1 for people that's listening.
I shouldn't be talking anyway.
Press 1. Got something to say. All right, on that note, hey, let's go to a song right quick. I got this song called Finesse, and I'm pretty sure y'all heard it. I like this motherfucker. Gotta play with me.
Yeah. Baby, E on the train. Yeah. Say, trapping, getting old, so I've been moving weight. Pigeons in the trunk, I'm on the interstate. Made myself a plug, it in a hundred ways. And I still got the egg, you know I love to taste. Spending dirty money at the Gucci store. Fucking with the models, eating sushi rolls. I'm a rapper, get that goopy look. Baby mama, man, she see me moving up. On the bigger, better things, bigger television screens. But I never get to see them, I'm so heavy in the streets. I just grew 100,000, so I'm going out of town. And I'ma try to make it alright back. Finessing, finessing, I be finessing, finessing. Yeah, finessing, I be finessing, finessing. Yeah, finessing, I be finessing. Plastic bag, call out a sleeping bag. On MLK and a Bugatti, I feel free at last. Percocet, Molly, and Cerebral, I got PMS. Chillin' with your bitch, watchin' for 48. And I still got that act, you know I love to taste. And I let her hit the J, and I let her call me bae. And I let her call you back, just to get that out the way. Then she hang up in your face, and I get it on her face. And I teach her how to skate, then I skate on straight. Finessing, yeah. Finessing, I be finessing, finessing, finessing.
All right, y'all. Welcome back. I like that song. I like that. White Boy Can Go. This is my pick.
I seen the video. I was shocked.
I think he can go. I think dude got some skills. That's just me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about
it. It was just shocking to me to see, you know, the face behind the voice.
You thought he was a brother?
I did.
You know,
but
for the longest time, I thought Robin Thicke was black.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just, you know, I'm not a fan of Lil Wayne.
Neither am I, but that song is hot. But like I said, until I saw a Robin Thicke video, I thought that motherfucker was black. I did. That motherfucker got some soul in him, man. He got to be mixed or something. He got a lot of black friends or something. I swore but down that motherfucker was black. So I saw that video. Like,
you know what, dog? I just thought about something. Man, we go overseas, right? I mean, shout out to Gangsterville Radio and all our affiliates. But it takes us overseas to Australia and every place else, right?
Correct.
Okay, so I want to just throw this out here. Anyone that's overseas anywhere, if you call in, Sin City Radio Show, 646-727-1283. Hey, I got prizes for you because I really want to see how the other half live. You know what I'm saying? I really want to know how, I mean, you know, what they think about the show. I mean,
we also want to give the military a shout out if y'all listening to us, to Sin City. You know what I'm saying?
Military? Okay.
Well, you know you just stepped on your toes, right? Because you know Joe from Delaney about to call talking about he from Europe was my prize.
Well, here's the thing. We can see
right,
who's
right,
calling.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we can see the number.
Right. So
right.
Anybody across the waters that ever want to get on the show and ever want to say something, hit us up, 646-727-1283. And don't be scared to get on the website, SinCityRadioShow.com. You know, like I said, totally uncensored. Anything goes. We have fun on there. Y'all get on there and have a good time. But I really would love to have some people from across the waters, man, to get on the show. I love to hear one of them accents. Hey, how's it going, Mike? You know, something like that. I would love to hear that.
That'd be cool.
Right. I mean, for the first one to do it, man, we got prizes for them. We got prizes for them.
I'm with it.
So I'm thinking, like, you know, let's do that.
Right, I'm about to go to Google and create me a new phone number to call the show. Hey, mate. How's it going there, bud?
No, shit. Hey, buddy, you ain't out the water yet. You ain't out the water yet, buddy. Show still got to go.
Oh,
we still got 50 minutes. All
right. Yes. So,
but wait a minute, buddy, before you get started, we got to bring Big Mike in. Big Mike, what's happening?
What's up?
Ew, my best friend. What's up, Doc?
What's up? Yeah, I've been listening.
How you doing, Big Mike?
I've been listening.
You got anything you would like to say?
I mean, my thing is that I would never, you know, take a chick home from the club. Nah, I wouldn't do that. That'll be a turn.
We already knew that. That go without saying.
Right, right.
I wouldn't feel right doing that, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know, you know what I'm saying? She might try to hurt you, you know what I'm saying? Never know.
Damn.
But you also might feel right. She might do it right.
You know?
Nah. I don't know about you, but I wouldn't bring no chick home from a club and just screw her. Nah.
Oh, goodness.
Hold on, man. Oh, hold on. Man, we got to give a shout-out. Shout-out to my girl, Wendy Beaver. Hey, she got the famous thing, she got a show on Gangsterville Radio, too. Yeah, shout-out to her. She says she will be calling in from Australia, just not today. Today is just not today. But she said, hey, she says she loves the show. So, hey, shout-out to you, baby. Hey. That's what I'm talking about. Man, see, that's what I'm talking about. You got a free shirt coming. Hey, inbox me your information. You got a shirt coming. I don't care what I got to pay. We going to make sure we get you whatever you want. That's what I'm talking about, dog.
This is major day.
Make sure you call in, mate. All right, check this out, y'all.
Man, I'm going to
change gears a little bit. I just read a story about my guy Master P. You know, that's I like Master P. I'm a Master P fan. Now, everybody know he went through, you know, he's going through a divorce with his wife and all that bullshit.
Really?
Yeah. His wife took him to court and everything.
Okay.
Now this is what she got. Now you know Master P had a show called Master P's Family Empire. Anybody remember that show?
Nope.
Okay, well, in season two, he got paid $825,000 to do the show. Judge just told him he got to give every single damn to her.
Okay.
For past due alimony and child support.
Okay.
So my question is, well, I ain't got a question. I'm just going to say it. I ain't giving her ass shit. You gonna take my whole check?
How many other things?
It sounds like he was behind. That's why they did that. It sounds like he was behind in his child support and alimony.
Well, come on, we can work that out. We can work that out.
Well, evidently they couldn't work it out.
They did. They worked it out.
Support.
Yeah, they worked it out.
They worked it out in court, and that's what the judge decided.
Uh-huh.
Man, my fucking judge tell me to sign over $825,000, and I can't say shit. Man,
well,
I need a better lawyer.
Okay, man.
If she had a better lawyer, she probably could have got more than that.
Ain't it? Shit. Man, look here. The dude is worth millions. Duh.
Okay.
If that's what I had to get her, man, take here you go.
Let her have it.
Hell yeah, I ain't mad. Here, take that out. Fuck it, I'm gonna make it a whole even nine. Here, bye.
Thank you.
Shit, I'm mad. I'm looking at my attorney like, hey man, you better object or say something. You better start talking some lawyer shit.
Okay, man.
That's my whole check.
No, stop.
But how many other checks do you have, you stingy motherfucker?
Right, all these motherfucking checks you got.
Come on now.
Hold on, man. You gotta be you, dude. See, you the type that you the type to push the envelope.
Ain't gonna give it the lid
out
your pocket.
Hey,
I mean, there's a reason why
shit.
We getting divorced in the first place, so it's probably her fault. So damn right,
no,
I don't wanna give her ass shit.
Hold on, man.
You
this
fried.
Dude net worth.
You fried.
This dude net. Hold on, y'all. This dude's net worth is worth $350 million.
That wasn't even a million. That wasn't even one million that he had to give her. So what is the problem?
Shut the fuck up. Now, and think about it now. This was his wife, and he could get more than that.
Right. Because they've been married for years.
$350 million?
Couldn't she take half?
Hell yeah.
She could take half.
He must have had a tight ass prenup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had to be.
Dog, think about it. Dog, you worth $350 million. A motherfucker, they tell you you got to get her less than a million, and you can walk away scot free. Dude,
he paid that for a car.
Yeah, but see, I think what y'all fail to realize is. this is, you know what I'm saying, this is the ex-wife taking me to court. You know, your pride, a man's pride, especially if she wanted a divorce, your pride is going to be like, I ain't giving her ass shit.
No, that's your pride. My pride is giving
your
bitch this money to get her the fuck out of my face.
No, I don't see
it going
down. I
wouldn't even have to
like
go to court. There you go.
I'm fighting.
Hold on, man. We got another call. Keisha, what's happening?
What's happening? I just want y'all, not men, to know y'all selfish as hell.
Ain't it?
Hold on.
Well,
Wait.
Let's clear Cam's name real quick.
Exactly, because I said give her the money. I would have gave her shit. Like I told you, I'd have rounded it out to a nine. Hell, I'm worth $350 million and all I owe her. Man, fuck it. Give her an even million. That way I ain't got to even worry about her even saying shit else. The judge going to say
okay.
I was good.
So you going for brownie points?
No, I'm
for now, though.
You bring your ass back. But I mean, think of $350 million. I'm not even going to spend that in my lifetime.
Right.
I done bought everything I fucking wanted in life 9 times out of 10, and I still got $350 million in the bank, and all you want is $800,000? Man, take that shit and go on.
Okay, so I'm just curious. That's back alimony. Does he still have to pay monthly, regular alimony?
Shit, knowing her, he probably do. She milking his ass for everything, and she probably wanted the divorce.
And your point is what? So she can't want a divorce
exactly.
And still want alimony?
Say that again. Your point is
you break
what?
My heart, I ain't giving your ass shit.
There ain't nobody broke your heart. You done did your share shit.
If we get a divorce, my heart is broke.
No, you'll be
it
all right.
It's your lane, because you moved on.
Dude, have you ever paid attention to the motherfucker that's doing great? Like Jordan. Look at Jordan, for example. Man, old girl got, what, $150 billion? That motherfucker didn't bat an eyelash. Here, give it to her. Go on, give her that.
Still making babies.
Right. This dude, you ain't stopping shit. This is what you see. I hate to say this, but you're too damn greedy, man. And I'm on the man's side, but you just being too damn greedy.
Hey, fuck that. You break my heart. I'm fighting your ass. Proof and nail. We going all
is she the only
back.
Woman to break your heart? You mad at her because she's your wife and actually you have
that
to actually physically pay her because she ain't the first. She ain't going to be the last.
Yeah, but she's my wife. That's the difference.
No.
She's my ex-wife.
Jesus
now,
forgave her.
Yeah.
You forgive her.
So do you still have your feelings for your ex-wife? She broke your heart. Do you still feel that way? Like, your feelings are so hurt. No, you moved on, and you moved on, so why be
I'm
bitter?
Not giving her ass $1 million. I'm not doing
if
that.
You had it. If you had it, you'd have moved on and everything. You wouldn't give her $1 million.
I ain't giving her ass shit.
You is. That's why you never
had when we
met.
That's why. That's why you, dog,
you don't need her in your old age, because them wives usually come back to take care of you. So I hope you really don't need her in your old age, because you selfish.
I mean, she's going to get her $1 million regardless, whether you stay with her or she leave you. You take your pick. She going to get her money through the insurance or through the alimony.
Right.
You take your pick which way you want.
Right, dog. Come on, man. Dog. I mean, dog. Fuck being you letting your pride fuck you over.
Pride goes before destruction. I ain't gonna say it.
All I gotta say is Ray Caruth.
She gonna bake your ass a sweet potato pie and take all your money.
Ain't it?
Only you like sweet potato pie, so that ain't gonna work.
She might not kill you, but you'll be.
That was an example.
You'll be tied up to the bed somewhere. Nobody hear from you again.
Right. Fucking around on some dumb shit.
If you want to stay married.
I'm just saying, man. Come on, man. I ain't even cashed my check, and you telling me I got to sign the motherfucker over to her like right now?
I'm saying you selfish.
Call it what you want. I ain't giving her that shit, especially if we getting divorced. You gotta earn everything. You got to work for it. You better have a good
attitude. She did earn it while she was there. She earned all that.
How? She ain't wrote a lyric? Nothing.
She's
not creating no beat.
You don't know what she did.
She took care of your big clumsy ass.
You don't know what that woman
did.
Come on.
How many motherfucking songs did she record? How many songs did she write? How many times she even went to the damn
would
studio?
Would you have been able to write or sing or anything if it wasn't for her motivating you and making sure you was feeling good and doing good every day?
How? Because I know I've been the inspiration to a few songs.
Say that, baby. Say that.
I'm done. Well.
This motherfucker talking about her. She want her platinum plaque. I need my platinum plaque, big awesome.
You know you wrote that song about me.
Well, even if I did write it about you, that don't mean you get to earn from it.
So how do you think your children or his children are going to feel about you wanting to leave their mother without a dime?
What you mean? She sued her own son, Romeo. She sued him. That's her son. Saying that he had the money for his daddy. She sued her own son. And you talking about greed?
Hold on, man. Hold on, man. You're telling half the story. He put the money in his son's name so he wouldn't have to pay her. And that's when she sued. Well, she's like, well, there go the money right there. Well, fuck it. I got to get it from him. I mean, come on, man. P did. He was just like you. He doing all that bullshit. Pay this lady and get her the fuck out your face. You would actually rather linger this shit on and just pay her. Come on, dog. Let's be realistic. We're not going to say if. With this motherfucker take off, Sin City take off, dog, we got them checks. Dog, we'll blow that at the King of Diamonds. This bullshit.
She's suing my son. My own, my ex-wife. My ex-wife is suing our son.
That she pushed out her cooch.
But come on, that's not being greedy. You're suing our son.
Dog.
It's chump change to what you got in your bank account.
Well, she can only go for what's in my account, not our son's.
If they working together to have the money from her, then she did what she needed to do.
Thanks.
That's
okay.
He was a fucked up son. I mean, he's a fucked up son. I ain't gonna even lie.
Really?
I mean, so you actually had the money. Your dad said, "Hey, man, here, take this money, man. Hide it from your mama." You actually had it from your mama.
Who, me?
No,
I wouldn't have
the
my mama. Shit, I'd be too scared. But still, all right,
then.
I ain't mad at her, man. Shit, don't give her ass shit. Make her work for every damn dime.
She gonna get it.
She got to get half of that shit to the fucking lawyer.
That's fine. It's the principle.
Right.
You owe me some money, motherfucker!
Yeah, right. You hollering that shit now.
Okay. And I'll never be a millionaire.
All
you
right,
won't.
Man. Back on you.
Let the brush go, old man. Let it go. I've been on grudges, man. Let it go. Trust me. I've been there.
He lost that
800,000.
All right,
so
maybe more.
So okay, I had looked on the site earlier today, and You know how we were talking last, I think it was last week or the week before, about the unisex bathrooms?
Mm-hmm.
There was a man who got arrested for dressing up and going spying in a women's bathroom.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying it.
Like, so I don't understand the purpose. Is this, I really would like to know, is this something that they're actually, they already passed or they're actually trying to pass?
No, it's passed. It's called Title IX.
If, they passed already.
What it is, yeah, they passed it already. It's like, I think it's more or less for teenagers, though, like for kids, like at school, if they feel like they feel like they're female, like if it's a guy and he feel like he's a female, yeah, he has the right to go inside the girl's bathroom if that's what he feels like he is. Me personally, they could have put that shit while I was in high school. Yep, transgender coming through. I'm all up in the bathroom. You could have did that shit when I was in school. I'm security guard grabbing me now. What transgender. Oh, you got it right.
Yeah, but it's like that story that you posted. Dude faking like he a transgender and then taking pictures of the girls.
I'm going to be in there trying to fuck something.
Wow.
I mean, come on. If you crazy enough to pass a law to let me do this, then you got to be a damn fool. Now, that's the true definition of opening Pandora's box. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not a political motherfucker in the world, but Obama, you dropped the ball on that motherfucker right there.
Lord help my son.
He did. He dropped the ball on that one. He's like, really? You really passed that shit? Do the same
but
shit
did
they
he really,
doing
did he
all
pass
the
it?
Yeah, he passed it. It's called Title IX. Look it up.
But I'm just saying, like, in reality, does he even have the authority to pass half of the stuff? It's like he's signing his name, but really, they doing all of that.
No, he has what's called executive order. He can create a law whenever the fuck he feel like it. And can't nobody do shit about it. He has that power as a president.
Then okay, so I'm not into politics and all of that. So explain to me why were they able to shut down the government then? If he has executive power over whatever he wants to do, then why were they able to shut it down on him?
Well, I mean, shit, he can't make them motherfuckers go to work. The motherfuckers say, I ain't coming to work. What are you going to do? He can't lock them up for it.
Taking a sick
day. That
shit was
planned. Right, that shit was planned. So all the motherfuckers say, you know what? Fuck it, we ain't coming to work. Government shut down.
And Trump isn't leading right now.
If that
how do y'all feel about that?
Everybody better go buy a gun because these motherfuckers gonna act a fool. These racist motherfuckers gonna act a fool.
A plum fool, you hear me? They ready.
All these militia motherfuckers living in Kentucky some goddamn well off in the boondocks practicing. Shooting at targets. I'm telling you, if that motherfucker become president, it's gonna get bug wild.
I believe it's gonna get bug wild regardless of who becomes president.
Stop. Who is knocking
somebody
all these damn buckets and who cooking?
Somebody in the kitchen and that baby in the cabinet.
Right. Who in the cabinet? Who in the cabinet?
I found it.
They got quiet quick. I have a question. It's. How do you explain? Okay, I have had a conversation with a young man today, and he said to me that he believed that the girl he was dating was clean because she had the vaginal wipes in her purse. Okay. So I said, you know, just because she had vaginal wipes in her purse doesn't mean that she's a clean person. Doesn't mean that she might have an STD. And those vaginal wipes are keeping her from being irritated. You know.
Okay.
So how do you explain to a young man
how old is he?
I don't know. He's probably like 19 or 20.
You send him on to his damn mom and let her explain it. What the hell are you explaining?
Exactly.
He doesn't have a mother, and his father is locked up.
Well, okay. I'm gonna tell you something.
The streets, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
family,
but
fuck it is shit. He playing you then. He trying to fuck with you.
No, he can't fuck with me. He can't fuck with me. But he was just
Miss Butter, can you show me the birds and the bees?
I mean, he's just like, you know, he was with he's always been in a long-term relationship. So now he's out dating, and he said the girls out here are kind of scandalous, but he thinks he found him. He thinks he found him one, and I'm like, well, how you know she the one?
And he coming to confide in the older woman, huh?
Is that the game they play?
Shit, you didn't know?
Is that the game they play? Oh, no, I didn't know.
Okay. All right, ladies, can any one of the ladies help me here? Because I... Oh, no, I mean, can any of the ladies help me? Janine, Keisha, can any one of y'all help me here?
Yeah, he know what he doing.
I'm sorry, I missed a few things.
Yeah, he know what he doing.
Well, you know when he first went to us, was asking all those questions, you know what he was thinking in the back of his head.
I'm with James, bitch. It's a celebration, bitch.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hit this shit.
Nah, I know
what he was thinking.
Cougar. I know what he was thinking.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
That's what he was thinking. Miss Butter. Can you talk to me? And wait a minute, did he hit you with these young girls that don't know how to act now?
Now he said that, you know, he was tripping about
what?
The girls being ratchet out here. He was like, but I think
you, Miss Butter, huh?
Huh?
They ain't nothing like you, huh, Miss Butter?
I mean, not for no 19-year-old little boy, no.
Okay, I've been a 19-year-old, so I'm just, I mean, but ladies, can y'all help me out with this? Because anybody.
I mean, to me, he's just saying like he's trying to find his way in. That's what it seems like to me. He don't need no assistance. He's been getting along all this time just fine. He don't need no help. And especially if he already been, you know, in different relationships and stuff like that.
He said he's only been in one relationship his whole life, and now he's dating.
Mm-hmm.
And
they ratchet.
They ratchet, and he was like, you know, the girl he's with now, You know, he can tell she seemed like she gonna be the one. Like, and I'm like, he said the next one, and I'm like, how will you know she gonna be the next one? And he just got to explaining stuff, and when he made that comment, I was just like, Lord, is he for real?
Well, how do you know this kid?
through the apartment.
Everybody come by and get a piece of pie from Miss Butter.
Oh my goodness!
All the kids around here know me.
Yeah, he run a game on you, girl. Because I'm telling you, tomorrow when you see him tomorrow, when he come over and get his piece of pie, this is what he gonna tell you.
I'm gonna be everything to you. I'm gonna be your father. I'm gonna be your friend. I'm gonna be your lover. But you gotta believe in me. You gotta believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best.
No, no.
He's setting you up.
I know, right. I take him to his mama. No, he ain't got no mama. But I couldn't do that, no.
You gonna come in one day, I'm gonna be laying right in your bed, butt ass naked.
Mm-mm. Lord have mercy. Now, I can say, how many years has it been? About almost 10 years ago, I did, you know what I'm saying, mess with somebody. I was too young for me. I really shouldn't have. But, you know, he lied about his age. Y'all know the story.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, this kid's the same age as your son then, right?
No, my son is a few years older than him, yeah.
Well, I can see your son now. Mama, I will fuck you up.
A boy.
Right, they on the basketball court talking shit about all these women.
I got me an old school guy.
Right? Do you know how long it took for him to get over the fact that the dude he was playing the game with is his mama's baby daddy?
Hell yeah, I can imagine. Shit, yeah. I come over there, hey, I got that new 2K, and this mm-hmm. motherfucker laying up with my mama. Oh, man, hell no.
Right, you stand in the door, the first thing he tell you is this.
I whips pussy.
Ooh.
Get in the back, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh. And he telling you, hey, you did your homework yet? Motherfucker, you did your homework yet? Motherfucker, we go to the same school.
Oh my goodness.
Fucking my mama.
Right. Fucking man, yeah, they go my stepson right there. He a freshman, I'm a senior.
I mean,
fucking no. Hell no.
Right,
y'all know how my situation
come over there taking your lunch
wasn't
and
like
that shit, boy.
It wasn't like
your mama
loved.
Cooked today. How you know your mama cooked today?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I wasn't doing it that
bad.
You
know what she cooked.
Right. Hey, eat your vegetables, boy. Eat your vegetables. What the fuck? Why that senior keep coming over here fucking with you like that, man? I don't know. I don't know. That's all he can say is I don't know.
I wasn't doing it that bad now.
Well, once the kid's out the house, we can do whatever we want anyway.
He ain't out the house. Before then, though, I'm like, Mom, I'm going to transfer. Put me in another school. I'm going to go to school with his ass.
I'm saying people do it all the time. You say, okay, her son wasn't out of school, but I'm just saying. People do that all the time. They might wait till after the kids leave. But shit, they are. A lot of people be messing around with them. They in their 40s and messing around with 20-something-year-olds and stuff like that.
Okay.
I mean,
20 is considered grown.
Really? Not in my household.
I mean, they say you're 18.
18,
they
I'm trying to get you out the
18.
House. It's time to go. You're 18. It's time to go.
But, hey, man, you remember that one situation back in the day. I don't know if you remember in the projects. Old boy was, he was hitting, I ain't going to say no names, but. We were in school and dude was hitting one of our homies' mama. You know, he'd be we'd be walking to school, and he would be like, he would always double back like, man, I ain't going today. Like, what the fuck you skipping that? And he always tell us he had some girl. He'd be like, all right, man, I got some girl, you know, and y'all know her. All right, so this one day we say, you know, we ain't going to go to school, you know. So we double back, and he like, shit, you know, my mama going to work. You know, shit, we can skip over here. We walk in the door. Man, she laying on his chest, rubbing on his chest, talking about, you want something to eat, you want some breakfast. Man,
I would have slapped out. When I say
they chased that boy around them projects, they chased that boy with a hatchet for like 2 weeks around the projects.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, you know, it was so bad we couldn't bring it up as a joke. You know how motherfuckers be like, fuck that, I'm jiving anyway. Nah, you wasn't going to jive on that one because he was going to hit you with that hatchet. You brought that up, he was going to hit you with that
though.
Hatchet. Mm. A motherfucking hatchet. He chased that dude with a hatchet. I am not bullshit.
Mm-mm.
Chased that dude with a hatchet for 2 weeks. He moved to Ohio. Dude had to move. He couldn't come back in them projects no more. Every time dude seen him for 2 weeks, he had that hatchet in his jacket.
I mean, what the mama say?
Why
you
in Korea?
Fuck you doing here? You supposed to be at school.
Exactly. Exactly.
So is he.
Even though the one she was with supposed to be at school too, but
right. So was he? This motherfucker was walking to school with her.
You're welcome.
Where you going?
Man, hey, I'm telling you, boy. Growing up in them projects, you seen some shit,
you
boy. You seen some shit right there. That motherfucker. I mean, can you imagine, dog? I mean, dog, I understand the situation you went through, but that was another grown-ass man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine this motherfucker being your peer?
I can't. That's
exactly.
A problem. That's a problem. Mm-hmm. Fuck him up on sight.
All right, so now, lady. Now, you know what, Janine? I'm going to start with you first because I know what you're going to say. I know how you're going to act.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got two boys. Your oldest is how old? How old is your oldest?
He's 19.
All right, 19. Now, by law, he's over 18, so he's entitled to do what the fuck he wants to, right?
Yeah.
By law, we're not saying that he should or anything, but by law, he is. You know, there's no statutory rape or nothing gonna get put on him if he did with an older woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you come in, he brings a woman in, and let's just say she's 3 years younger than you. So she's not quite as old as you. She's 3 years older than you. And the first thing she says, hey, Mom, how you doing?
Ooh.
No, that's not going to happen.
I mean, she says it. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
I couldn't imagine that, man.
No, that is not going to happen.
Okay, we gonna let her marinate on that. We gonna marinate on it because she gonna fuck around right now.
You don't need to let me marinate. It's not gonna happen. My sons already know. Don't bring no bitches over here to see me. They already know. I don't want to see them.
Well, we saying hypothetically though. Hypothetically, what would you do in that situation?
You don't want to play the hypothetical game.
Hypothetically speaking. I'll be like, bitch, is that a mustache?
A mustache? What? Wait a minute. What?
What that got to do with anything?
Nothing. I just say some old fucked up shit.
Wow. That's fucked up. You being a son, all you can say is ma. 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 Come on, ma.
Well, go to Butter. Butter, what would you do? I want to hear that.
I would be like, hello, Granny.
Now, see, you can't do that because he going to get in on your ass. Ain't that a bitch? Oh, you want to have an attitude now?
Hypothetically, that didn't even happen, hypothetically.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you can start off by saying, how many grandchildren do you have?
Damn.
Really? Damn, y'all motherfuckers going for the juggler.
Right.
Damn.
I mean, because when I met his mother, I asked her how old did she think I was. She said she thought I was like 22 and 24. That's how old she thought I was.
Okay, so how far age difference are you and dude's mama? I mean, how far off are y'all?
A little secret.
It can't be that much if he's 10 years younger than you. It's got to be a good 15 years between you and his mom, right?
No.
Come on, give it to us. I mean, how far off?
About seven.
Seven.
Mm-hmm.
She's 7 years older than you?
7 or 8, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Hold on, y'all. We got Keisha, where you at?
I'm here.
All right. Your son bring a woman in. She's 3 years younger than you. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna politely turn her ass to the door. Him and her. Goodbye.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Come back when you got someone that's respectable. You're just fucking her, clearly.
My son is 12.
She's not disrespecting me.
You know we don't mean. We mean once he's older.
I mean,
we
understand once he gets older, but at that point, what grandkids are you finna bring me? What are you? Bye.
So if your son 19, he bring home a 40-year-old woman, you're going to have a problem with it.
Bye. See you later.
Because that's not no real relationship, but we already know that. Somebody he just
it's real to him.
With.
Okay, check this out. So I'm the oldest. My brother is the middle. He's 26. Now, mind you, had it been me and me bringing home a man as old as my daddy, it would have been an issue. But for my mother, my brother brought home a woman that was 3 years older than her, and she didn't like it. She made her comments. This, that, and the other, how she wanted to know, you know, she didn't teach him how to be a man, but you were older-ass woman and blah, 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 blah. But she allowed it. This shit's not going down in my house because that was just a waste of his entire 20s for him to only leave when he's 26.
Exactly.
How long were they together?
6 years.
Six years?
Now, mind you, 6 years. But mind you now, my brother's not the most he's very I don't even know what the fuck to call him. He's CJ. CJ's just CJ. He's not. Let's put it this way. But he's 26. He's a procrastinator, more or less. He's 26. Ain't went and got his driver's license, so he ain't got no car. He works hard every day. He pays the bills, this, that, and other. He would be someone's good man under the right wing of a woman. But she wasn't that one.
Your daddy's like, that's my boy right there. That's my boy.
Okay. Y'all know this ain't somebody she really needs to be with or probably not gonna be with. But this her sugar daddy. This this motherfucker that's giving her money. So he about 65, and she brings him to meet y'all.
That's how you feel, that double standard ass bullshit.
See what I'm saying?
I'm gonna make a phone call. I'm like, hey, dog. Come on,
right.
Ride up here, dog. I need you to roll with me.
Ride up here.
Right quick.
My dad told me to get a life insurance policy and fuck him.
Hold on 1 second, y'all. But girl, Slick Mick, what's happening? Slick Mick.
Did he pocket
down? I don't know. I'll make it work. She must have hit that one by accident. I thought she was hiding in the closet, so. No, I mean, come on, man. I mean, I you know what? I'm joking. I mean, I ain't going to say I can understand y'all, but I'm serious because a motherfucker come in my age. Hey, how you doing, Pops? Pops. Put your arm down there, nigga. We arm wrestling.
Look down, be like, yo, man, did you go to Horseman? Did we go to school together?
Right.
You know how old she is, right?
Right. I'm going to tell you what.
Here, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you just like he said. And y'all know me and Father Time don't agree a lot on this show, but hey, bro, I'm going to need you down here, man. I'm going to need you down here ASAP. Yep, bring every gun you got.
Damn.
Bring every gun. Bring the big one, too.
Why you going to kill the elder?
She is.
I'm collecting that policy. Leave that girl alone.
Man.
Y'all son-in-law.
I can't imagine that, man. I cannot imagine a motherfucker walking in the house, dating my daughter, and the same age as me. I can't see that shit.
Man, it's going to be some motherfucking tussle.
But he's treating her right. He ain't cheating on her. He's surviving for her.
I don't give a fuck.
And we know that ain't even the case anyway, because I feel like they do that because they, you know, they feel like they can get over on them. They done lived a long ass life. You done fucked over a bunch of motherfuckers. So now you going to these young ones. That's how I feel. You get the young ones because you think they fresh off the chopping block.
And don't know what they're doing.
But you know what though? They do that to the motherfuckers that ain't got no daddies. You know what
I'm
saying?
My friend's daughter, you know, she got met with this dude, and they done got married now and every motherfucker day. And now she done fucked up her relationship with her parents. And she had both parents, not to say they was the fucking greatest, but she had both her parents. She had her grandparents, and she done met, she only like 22. This motherfucker about 40, she about 42.
And no,
that's
a problem.
He her father's age. And, you know, she did not understand. You know, they just really caused a wedge in their relationship because, of course, the parents don't be mad that she with this motherfucker. This motherfucker not working. He got babies. You know, he got all these baby mamas. He dropped
her. Really?
He got
her age, probably.
Can you imagine being somebody grandma at 22, though? Like, damn.
Right.
Exactly.
Man, that is crazy.
Grandmama at 22?
That's some
bust up.
Yeah,
we definitely got an issue.
Man, I wish a motherfucker would, dog. I'm not bullshitting, dog. I would lose my mind. I mean, just imagine we going to a family function, like a family picnic, and your daughter turn around and say daddy, and both of y'all say yeah. Yeah. Man. It's a rap right there. Motherfucker, you ain't a motherfucking daddy punk.
I had one, though. I ain't going to say I dated him, but, you know, I was doing some things for some reasons. But he was 55, so at the time he was 6 years older than my dad, bought me a wedding ring, proposed, whole 9 yards. And he actually thought it was okay that me and his daughter was the same age, and I was supposed to say yes. Have you lost your fucking mind?
He was 55.
He was 55.
Was he somebody that you brought to meet your parents, though?
Hell, I told my dad about them. I did, you know, I told my mother and my father about them, but no, they never met them.
Yeah, I had a man who was like 77, and he wanted to marry me, and actually he wanted to marry me. He told me he would build me a house behind his house. Just so that I could have my own, you know what I'm saying, because he knew that I was younger. He wanted to put my son in the military for me, pay for it all and everything because he didn't have a father. He wanted to do all of that, and I just didn't understand how he could think, you leaking. You would probably have a heart attack the first time. Like, I don't. You older than my granddaddy.
All right, y'all. On that note, we ain't got nothing but about 3 minutes left of streaming, so y'all know we got to end this madness.
We got a new caller calling in right quick, Mr. Small.
What's wrong with you, cuz?
Chilling. What's happening?
Nothing much, man. Hey, I call on real late, man. I don't even know what the topic you got cracking right now here, man. But I just showing some love, man. I missed you the last couple times, so I'm going to be looking out for you next time.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that.
It's all good, man. Mom said,
what's up? Okay, that's what's up. But see, check us out, man. Next week we on, hey, same bad time, same bad channel.
Okay. All right. Same. You still 2 days a week?
Yep. Every Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay. All right. For sure. Like I said, bro. I know you're trying to wrap it up, man. I just want to love though, cause I'm getting with you though.
All right now, Smalls. I get at you. All right, man. All right. Wrap us up, dog.
Keisha, you got any last words?
I holla.
Okay.
Short and sweet.
Janine.
Oh, I had fun. Good talking with everybody. I will definitely be back next week. Hopefully I've been and had some dick and some pussy, and I'll let y'all know about it.
Mm.
If I don't, I'm going to go crazy.
All right, Butter.
All right, y'all. I'll be waiting for next week as well. And
she got her speech.
All right.
All right, man. What you got?
SinCityRadioShow.com. Y'all check us out, man. You know how we do. We got the chat room on there. We got the motherfucking post your pictures. Hey, certain people have been trying to get videos. We're working on that. So, hey, like I said, videos. We got private groups. We got public groups. We got the whole nine yards, man. Do what you do on that.
That's what's up. Hey, thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Like you say, SinCityRadioShow.com. We do this shit every Tuesday, every Wednesday. Get with us. Fuck with us, y'all. That's all I can say. God bless and good night.
We out this bitch. Peace.